listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And that's exactly what you are on. It's a high performance journey. And this week, I have a message to share with you. I wrote it this week on LinkedIn. Every Sunday, I write a message. I call it my Sunday message. But this week, I want to share it with you because this one got a lot of run and it got a lot of feedback. It got a lot of likes, a lot of views. So that means it hit and people are able to relate to it and with it. So I want to read it to you. So it's called, Who Are You? When you know who you are, you win. When you are able to articulate what you stand for, you win. When you are able to do what is right versus what is accepted, you win. You see, it is he or she that has the courage to say who they are, be who they are, and act accordingly, even when misunderstood by many. That's how you win. I'll ask you, who are you? Do you do things and say things because it is what is being said by many? Or are you the person that knows who you are and what you stand for and live with conviction because of it? That is what great leaders do. That's what true leaders do. That is what winners do. He or she who seeks applause and validation from unaccredited sources lives life seeking validation from all sources. Remember, when you know who you are, you validate yourself. When you know who you are, you know what you want out of life. When you know who you are, you spend zero time adapting and reacting to please a crowd. Know who you are. Now, very powerful, not just because I wrote it, because the messaging is saying, listen, there is your way in which you do things. You need to honor that, right? We feel things inside of us. We have intuition. We have gut instincts. But so many of us, we've gone numb to our gut instincts and we've gone numb, you know, to the way we feel and that internal guidance system that moves us towards what we are supposed to do because we know it's right for us and away from the things that are not good for us. So with all the noise out there and all the pollution that's out there, you know, just marketing messages and messaging everywhere, we oftentimes move away from who we are and we forget who we are. What do we like? What do we love? What do we enjoy? What are the things that make sense to us? You know, I spend a lot of time talking now, and I say we spend a lot of time in guru land. Whatever you want to do, there's a guru for it. There's somebody that could tell you how to do this. And listen, I'm a huge advocate of coaching. That's what I do. That's who I am in a lot of ways. I'm a coach. But the way I coach is I let people figure out for themselves who they are through the right questions, and they get the right answers. So you don't push things on people. There's more than one way to do things. And it's super important that you get people to believe in themselves and believe in the way in which they go about and after what it is that they want. So it's super important. I always say, if you know who you are, you have a great chance of winning. You know, in my years working with some great athletic talent, sports talent, yes, they had talent, but the ones that lasted 15 plus years were the ones that really knew who they are, no matter how crazy they were. You know, I think of a player named Ichiro Suzuki from Japan, amazing player in Japan, comes to the United States, becomes an amazing player here as well, but a very eccentric guy, artsy, dressed different than everybody else, drove a car that was a color that was off the wall, but that's what made Ichi. That's what made him great. He had his way of doing things. Even a player that's like an A-Rod, right? He had his way of doing things. It was not for all, but that was his way, and he owned his way. So we could think of all people in our lives, right, that maybe do it differently than we would do it, but they're winners and they figure out ways to win because they stay within themselves and they're not always chasing what's really plausible by everybody else, right? This is what you should do. This is what looks good. This is what everyone else is doing, so therefore you should do it too. That's probably what you should not be doing. So when I wrote this, it was a message to each of us, myself included, that says, hey, you know, with 60 days left in this year, why don't you put aside trying to chase everybody else and do what everybody else is doing or make it look similar to everybody else or judging how you're doing by looking at everybody else or looking at the results of others and say, hey, I feel good about where I am right now because I believe in myself. I feel good about where I am right now because I trust myself. I feel good about everything that's going on in my life right now because it's what is supposed to be going on in my life right now at this time. And when you remember that and you believe in that, it's amazing what happens. All of a sudden, you take the pressure off yourself. Your life shows differently than others because you're going about your life differently than others. Maybe your social media feed begins to look different than everybody else's because you're different than everybody else. So don't join the crowd. You know, a few weeks ago, I was interviewing a guy by the name of Ken Rusk, and he wrote a book called Blue Collar Cash. And he said, Coach, you know, when I was going to school in the 70s, not everybody went to college. Actually, very few people went to college. Maybe 30% of our class went to college and 70% of our class went to work. And he said, you know, I gave college a try, but I didn't last very long. It wasn't for me. I'm a man that likes to use his hands. I'm a man that likes to be outside. So I started excavating. I started digging holes and moving earth, moving dirt. And, you know, that's what I did, and I became very wealthy in doing it. I said, Ken, how do you evaluate business opportunities, and how do you evaluate things just being a blue-collar entrepreneur and a blue-collar guy? And he said, well, here's what I do. I look to see where everyone else is going, and I go the other way. He said, you know, the trades, for example, you know, plumbing, excavating, different trades like that, he said, people were running away from those trades and they still are. He said, so that created and creates amazing opportunity. So remember, there's a lot of power in going the other way. There's a lot of power in doing things differently. There's a lot of power in saying things differently, presenting yourself differently. Could you imagine if we all marketed differently? If we marketed ourselves differently? People around us would feel the difference in who we are and how we market ourselves and how we market our companies. So do things different than everybody else and then embrace it. And don't just do it different because everyone else is doing it different. Do it different because you're different. And get your message out different. Be different because that's who you are. I'm different than you. You're different than me. Let's showcase the difference and go out there and use it to our advantage. Use it to your advantage. Use it to your company's advantage. That's what this message is all about. Who are you? Do you know? Do you know who you are? Tell you what, when you start to honor who you are, amazing things are going to start to happen for you and for your business. And that one of the most amazing things I always say is that the pressure to compete with others comes off. And this fire starts burning inside of you that says, hey, I'm going to compete with myself because I could do anything. And when you believe that you can do anything and you truly believe it and you step into each day with that belief, you really can do everything, or rather anything. You can do everything, but you can't do everything at once. But you can do anything, anything you want and anything you put your desire to, you can do it. But you can't do everything. Can't do everything at once. So pick that one thing. Pick that thing that gets you going. Pick that thing that gets your fire burning inside. And that thing is probably, you know, right in line with who you are. So go after it. We got 60 days left here in this 2020. And then we roll it over and we start another great year. Great year. You see how I use the word great year? So many look at this year as the year from hell. But I worked with a lot of people this year. I coached a lot of people this year that are having their best year yet. And I believe the reason they're having their best year yet is because they focused. They felt the pressure. They felt and saw what was going on around them. And they said, I have a choice to make. Do I go this way, you know, towards the negative? Or do I focus on this way, where it's about what we can do and what we're going to do and really attack? And I believe this year helped a lot of people focus and dial in, reduce distractions. They had more time on their hands, so they were able to focus and not run towards recreation. And they ran towards resurrecting their business and challenging their business and challenging themselves. They were forced to deal with quiet. They were forced to deal with the extra time that they had and make it great. What did you do this year? Either way, I want you to know, if you remember this, if you know who you are, great things can happen for you, and they will happen for you. Stay on your path. Keep growing. Keep chasing your own definition of greatness. And in the end, you'll be a champion. This is Coach Dana Cavalia. Let's go out and win today. Come on. Come on. Let's go out and win today. Let's make it a great day. Let's make it a great week. And let's finish strong. And remember, we're always trying to build our team of champions. So if you know somebody that could benefit from this message on your team and your family, share it with them. Help us build our team of champions. Because remember, you know, champions don't do it alone. They do it together. This is Coach Dana Cavalia, and I'll see you next week. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalia will love to be your coach. Head on over to DanaCavalia.com.